Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to live. Oh my God. I'm so used to doing pre-recording shit since I'm away in Italy for so long, but we're live in the studio tonight. I'm actually here. So tweet me at Max Tucci. Find me on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio. Welcome to the show. It's your first time tuning in. Where have you been over the 11 years? We've been here like waiting for you. So welcome to the show. We got a fun show tonight. We've got an exclusive actually when I was in Italy. So let's catch up. And then I'm going to introduce my guest. So we'll catch up for a minute. I was in Italy for 45 days. It was kind of like the Wendy Williams thing, but I wasn't in rehab or any of that. I just needed to get out of this country and like just like decompress from everything that was going on. And when I went to customs in Norway, they said, oh, what are you going to Italy for? I'm like, just to be out of America for like 45 days and just like be in a place where it's like I don't have to hear about anything or anyone and just like be happy and to detox actually from America. So for 45 days, I detoxed. And in those 45 days, I know you all been hashtagging me and everything. Yes, I did lose like 14 pounds. I don't know why you're all like I'm like, it's like crazy that you all are even noticing this. But thank you for noticing it. Italy was amazing. There were so many aspects to Italy that blew my mind. You know, I've been going there for my whole life. And yes, I've been redoing the house there that you all been tweeting me at and Instagramming me on and all of this stuff that we've been going through. And thank you for being part of the journey. But I have to let you know. When I was in Italy, okay, so let's back up for a minute. You all remember when I found Fatu, the model, on the subway, and they call me the subway scout, and I like discovered Fatu. Fatu now is doing so many things for Dior, Versace, Chanel, whatever, whoever's a major label, she's working, and it was all through Europe. No, we did not catch up. I know that you all were inquisitive about that. But we did, you know, we do stay in contact and she's great and I love her and I'm so glad that she's working. And she was like, you know, discovered in the subway of New York and that's where I found her. So that's that story. Another story that I have a note here on that I have to catch up on is I will catch up on that another night. But what I will tell you is I am wonderful. Everything is good. And I found somebody. Speaking of finding. I found an amazing singer, Adriano, and we're going to play his music here tonight. I kind of gave you a tease a couple of weeks ago. I sent over the file to the station here, and they kind of sort of played it a little bit, but it was all good. And what's amazing is that tonight we have two of the songs, so we're going to play them, 31 di Marzo and Sono Fatto Così, which are like, they're my summer songs, hashtag summer 2019. And Adriano's amazing, and the music is amazing. And he's like the new Eros Ramazzotti, but better. And he sings in Spanish. And I think we will have that for the next show. I have a note here for the next show. So anyway, tonight, I've missed you guys being live in the studio. You know, thank you for listening to the shows that were pre-recorded. Thank you for listening to the replays, the best of shows. Just thank you. Thank you. Like, I love you guys. I'm here. I'm live in the studio. Next week, we have a great show. Tonight, we have a great show. We always have great shows. But, email me, max@maxtucci.com, who you want to have on the show, or tweet me at Max Tucci, or Instagram me at Max Tucci Radio. The one thing I have to let you know is that at Max Tucci Radio, we don't know when or how or why, but it's going to go to Max Tucci. So radio is going to be out of there. I don't know when yet, but I will let you know there's some sorcery going on over at Instagram and magic is happening. I have to let you know. That's the note I have to let you know. We won a Telly Award. I won a Telly Award for Best Producer of The Polish Woman. Jessica, she won the Telly Award for Best Web Series Scripted along with ESPN and Sesame Street for her show that's just across the studio here in the green room studio and green screen studio. And we won a Telly. So it was like I was in Italy at the Home Depot equivalent, which is called Obi. I got the email that we won a Telly. I didn't even know what a Telly was. And now I know what Tellys are. And they're a 40-year-old award. And I won one. So I'm grateful for that. For the production of that show, which is a show for women bi women, I'm the only guy there, so whatever. And Jessica talks about topics that women don't want to talk about. So if you want to check out that show, go to latalkradio.com, and it's The Polished Woman every Monday, 1 o'clock. And you actually see her. It's a video show. She's got the green screen behind her of an apartment in Malibu or whatever it is. But the shows are amazing. Jessica's amazing. And the reason why I think that Jessica won is because she identifies, like, you laugh right away when you see her. She's beautiful. Yes, that helps. But she's just like a real person. And she gives you like her love and her heart every Monday. I'm glad to be part of the show. This is not my acceptance speech, but we will have that on her show. So tune in to see that. And if you want to know more about Telly Awards, go into it. Go to Google them, Telly Award, and learn about them. We're going to have them on the show so they can give you the whole scoop on who they are. But that was really fun. I was like jumping up and down in this hardware store, and everyone was like the crazy American. And then I became the famous crazy American. And now I'm back here in the studio tonight. My guest tonight, Christopher Gianella, is going to join me right now. So pull up your mic. You're on.
All right. I'm here. Good. How you doing, Max?
I haven't been here for like 45 days.
That's okay.
I had a note to fill in everybody. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be here. You know, it's vacation time. Everybody's taking time off this month, right?
It's hiatus month. Mine was last month.
Absolutely. But I flew back from New York last week. The Sunday, I guess, after July 4th is almost as bad as like after the Christmas holiday.
And Thanksgiving.
And I couldn't get over that taxi line. I don't know if you waited in that taxi or the Uber line at the airport.
Where? Here?
LAX. It was ridiculous.
You know, on Sunday. You asked me like before the show started, like when did you like move here? So I bought a house here technically 2 years ago. I still refuse to buy a car. I rent one.
Oh,
because they're so cheap.
Yeah.
And shout out to Costco Travel. I get like my car I have now is like $300 the week, and everyone else was like $600. Costco Travel is amazing with that. So that's my tip there. But so I jump on the bus and I go get the car.
Got it.
So it's like my life is a little bit easier. But I never even knew there was like an issue at LAX with
taxi lines and Ubers, and it's nuts.
You're like, you've become, I know you're an East Coast guy, but you've become like Mr. LA because you're the group publisher of Modern Luxury LA. You guys, over there, you have Los Angeles Confidential, Angelino, you beautiful magazines.
Thank you. That's like, two of the five that we have here. We've got Beverly Hills, Palm Springs, and Interiors.
So Interiors.
And Weddings. Yeah.
Weddings is a big thing, but they're beautiful magazines.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about the industry. We're going to talk about LA. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to play some songs.
Perfect.
Welcome to the show. It's your first time.
Happy to be here.
The first time. And like everyone that I was talking about, Eva, she's like, you got to have him on the show. I was just at her barbecue. I forget that we're live.
Eva's
when
the
I
best.
Do pre-recorded shows, like, you know, we're not live. But Eva's the best.
Oh, for sure.
She's so
solid. Cool. And shout out if Eva's listening. Congratulations on The Young and the Restless.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
She plays Celeste.
Okay.
Which is interesting because...
Is that a villain character?
The name is a villain. But okay. What's interesting about Celeste is that she's a Mexican from Miami. And I'm like, they kind of need to know that Mexicans really don't... Like, it's Cuba and Haiti in Miami. That's where... When I'm not here, I'm there. So I'm like, maybe they want to make you Cuban to make it a little more... She's like, I'm Mexican, Celeste. I'm like, you better do your thing, Celeste. And on the show, she's the mother to someone who's 12 years younger than her in real life.
Wow.
Figure that out.
Okay. It's amazing that these soap operas are still going strong.
Well,
do they call them soap operas
anymore?
They do. Okay, good.
And what's amazing is Young and the Restless, who is it? Bill Bell, I think. Like, this is something that's kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not, some of them have ended. All My Children ended and then went to web. But it's incredible that they're still so strong. And they have a huge following. I was at a wedding last week. And my mother was like, oh, Eva LaRue was in Italy with us. They're like, Eva LaRue from All My Children? I'm like, Eva LaRue from CSI Miami? Like, that's not even in their consciousness.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, and now she's on Young Restless, and they're diehard fans. She's like, they love her, but...
Did you know Luke and Laura's wedding, speaking of soap operas, General Hospital, was at the Greystone Mansion in Beverly Hills? A lot of people didn't know that. That's where they filmed it.
Oh, really?
It's one of the most famous soap opera weddings. Anyway.
That's...
Kind of a cool little tidbit to know about LA.
Well, and you know what's crazy is that CSI Miami wasn't even filmed in Miami.
It was LA.
Manhattan Beach.
Right.
And they would come twice a year to Miami to get their intros and outros.
Yeah.
It's the illusion. That's what Miami is.
It's all the illusion.
It's the illusion. But one thing that's not an illusion is the magazine that I'm holding in my hand right now. I love magazines. They're like, you know, we have that little one that I love, that corner store on Laurel Canyon and Ventura.
Okay.
And have like 5 million magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you can't find one, they have them there. So let's talk about the publishing world. And A, you've been in this gig a while.
Oh, absolutely. I started in 2000
okay.
at Angeleno. But prior to that, the company started in 1994 in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But Angeleno Magazine, which is our sister book or our staple book in LA, mm-hmm. we're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. So I'm 19 out of the 20. So I have seen it all, heard it all. I remember covers we had from the past. We had
what's your favorite cover?
My favorite cover
that sticks out the most.
Okay, I will say from 2002 mm-hmm. when Andy Warhol came to Mocha, we had that beautiful shot of Marilyn Monroe on the cover of Angeleno, which was unbelievable. One of my favorite covers.
That's good.
And honestly, another one that stands out recently was Priyanka Chopra, about
beautiful.
2 years ago, prior to her, you know, marrying the Nick mm-hmm. Jonas and all that. What an amazing shot we had of her. And she had just been coming into her own with her mm-hmm. new show that she had out, and she was in that Baywatch movie. But
yeah.
That was a fantastic cover.
So now you have Lily James on the cover of the June
yes.
issue.
She's in that new movie Yesterday about okay. the Beatles.
Yeah, did you see it?
I didn't see it yet, but I want to see it. I think it just came out now.
Wait until it comes to Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Is that a Netflix ready for? I heard it's pretty
here's
good.
Here's the thing. The trailers were really good.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, when you get there, and it's not a spoiler because it's the movie, but it's like, it turns out to be a love story.
Okay.
And I'm like, I thought this was going to be different.
Yeah.
You know, because I was so into it. But then I'm like thinking of this, like during the film, and like I totally smoked my 420 to go see Yesterday. I'm like, that's what you have to do. Lowell Products, I love you at MedMen. But so I'm like totally in the zone to like watch a movie. And mm-hmm. then it's like, all the power goes out and everyone forgets about the Beatles. I was like, who was high when they wrote this movie?
Oh my God.
But it was interesting to the point where it turned out to be like a sappy love story.
Yeah. Okay.
Netflix. It.
Got it.
But speaking of summer movies, is there one that you saw that was like amazing?
You know, I don't go to the movies that much. But I will say I'm looking forward to seeing the new Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio movie that's coming out.
That's going to be over the top.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
That's going to be over the top. I saw three movies in the last week with, Yesterday was one of them.
Okay.
Then I saw Anna. That
was
intense.
Anna. Okay.
It was about some Russian spy. That mm-hmm. was a good movie. And then I had to see Aladdin because my niece was like, Uncle Max, go see
okay.
Aladdin. And I'm like, I had no idea that Madonna's ex was the producer. Guy Ritchie. So, yeah, it was interesting.
See, I have a 13-year-old. So when I go to the movies, it's Avengers, it's Star Wars.
It's all of
that. That's my movies.
You see, those
right.
are the movies.
But for sure.
What's interesting, I had a guest on that's coming on next week, but to be real, I pre-recorded the show before you came here live in the studio. And his name is Roy Samuelson. He is a voiceover artist, but what he does is called descriptive narrative.
Okay.
So it's for blind people to watch the movie, but they listen to it.
Hmm.
It's something that is the most incredible thing. It's something that I learned about tonight. And not only is it incredible, there's about 30 million blind people in the United States that are, you know, that we know about.
Right.
And I never thought how do blind people go to the movies and how do they do, like, how do they look at Instagram mm-hmm. and how do they do this? And he blew my mind tonight with this whole descriptive narration of film. And he was like, for instance, like there's a guy on the screen and now he's crying and this. So it's like it was unbelievable, blew my mind that this is a thing and blew my mind that Roy is like one of these guys that does it. So
you that's amazing.
Definitely talk about it because
yeah.
it's not being talked about.
Okay.
But so back to publishing.
Yes.
Because you've been in this game a while.
Yes.
How has it changed in the 20 years?
So here's how it's... So honestly, Modern Luxury, which is mm-hmm. our parent company, we started off as a print magazines. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we started in Chicago, moved to LA, went down to Orange County. Mm-hmm. Then we had some investment money from Roy Disney's investment company, Shamrock, in 2004, which allowed us to purchase San Francisco Magazine. Mm-hmm. Then we opened up in Dallas, Houston,
franchise,
Atlanta, and I'm missing one, DC.
Okay.
So we had about 8 markets at the time in 2004. Mm-hmm. Business was great. We got a lot of, and the beauty of Modern Luxury is that we get a lot of national advertisers. Mm-hmm. The magazines feel very sort of luxury.
Totally,
they're very luxurious. And we get a lot of national brands like the Tiffany, the Cartier, mm-hmm. the Prada, Harry Winston. Those are sort of
Omega.
The biggies. Yeah, those are our biggies.
News.
So, and the goal is that when you read a copy of any of the Modern Luxury books in any of the markets, so right now we're mm-hmm. in 20 markets mm-hmm. across the country, from Miami, New York, Chicago, you know, Boston, Philadelphia, every magazine sort of has the same feel to it where they know where the fashion well is. And mm-hmm. we talk about the best places to dine, the best places to shop, the best places mm-hmm. to eat, you know, to really spend your time in the leisurely city mm-hmm. in a luxury way. So the magazines have always been a staple part of what we do. Now, fast forward to 2019, we're more about, obviously, every magazine is now a brand. Mm-hmm. So you have the Angelino brand. And mm-hmm. under that brand, we have print, digital, mm-hmm. events, sponsorship, and then a whole PR arm. So basically, we want to make sure that we're encompassing every single thing there is to mm-hmm. know about media, from a print point of view to a digital campaign for a customer mm-hmm. to an event that we do. I mean, my job ultimately is I'm a connector. Mm-hmm. I connect businesses to businesses. I connect businesses to consumers. And honestly, when we have events, that's where everybody can network together mm-hmm. and meet each other and really find ways to enhance their business and meet people, mm-hmm. you know, in town. Mm-hmm. So that's really what I do. So the model has really changed over the year where, you know, in 2000, it was all about selling pages into the magazine. Mm-hmm. Now it's about creating this really cool stereo surround sound mm-hmm. for an advertiser to get a touch of print, a touch of digital, a touch of events. And that's really what we're doing
these
days.
Many facets of publishing.
Many facets, right?
Wow. There's so many arms there. People just pick up a magazine and they're like, oh, this is a great magazine.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, you're all there trying to make it. You're not trying, you're doing.
It's
bringing
it
to another level.
It's a lot. We have a whole editorial department. Laura Eckstein Jones is our editor-in-chief of Angelino. Mm-hmm. She's been with us for about 5 years.
Oh, and Nate Burke is the contributor.
Yeah, and she, exactly. And she does a remarkable job. Spencer Beck is our editor-in-chief of LA Confidential. Mm-hmm. So we acquired LA Confidential about 3 years ago. They were our competitor. Mm-hmm. So we acquired Niche Media. So
right,
Niche
yeah.
Media was Ocean Drive right, and Gotham.
Oh my
so
God,
now
Gotham
we're one
Magazine.
Happy family.
You know, Gotham Magazine
yeah.
made me one of their New York's most eligible bachelors like
well, of course.
20 fucking years ago.
Come on.
20 yeah. years ago.
We just had a party in the Hamptons, actually in Montauk with John Legend, who was on the cover of our Hamptons magazine.
You know, do you guys do the Most Eligible Bachelor here?
We don't do it here, but maybe we should.
You should. New York was interesting because what that did for me, it kicked off a lot of, with the restaurant Delmonico's and everything, I was already like, you know, in the uh-huh. society scene, but it kicked off a whole nother thing. I had agents calling me to do bachelor cookbooks.
Wow.
They're like, will you do this? I'm like, let's do it. I still have one that I still never finished that I'm working on. But
that's
yeah,
fantastic.
It was a good issue because, you know, everyone wants to know who's mm-hmm. hot and who, you know, and now
for sure
now, you know, like then I was like pretending. Now it's like, how you doing?
How you doing?
Now you don't have to pretend. It's who are you looking for? It's like it would be like the ultimate grinder date is the eligible bachelor and also straight people too, obviously.
Yes.
But, no, I think you guys should consider mm-hmm. doing it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
But yeah, that was Gotham Magazine, but it really, it opened a lot of doors that blurb mm-hmm. opened up so many doors with my agents in New York, like, we're gonna put you cooking for this and you're gonna become the bachelor of that, and I was like, oh my God,
wow.
All right. But yeah, so I love that magazine.
And there also changes in 20 years. We had Claire Forlani on our launch issue of Angelino in mm-hmm. September 1999, and I'm trying to get her to come to our celebration this year. We're doing our 20th anniversary soiree at Crustacean Restaurant,
I
which
love
has
it.
Been around
they just reopened.
For 20. Yeah, reopened. They did a $10 million renovation.
Yes.
The Ahn family, very wonderful people. Elizabeth is a good friend of mine. You know the Ahns?
Yeah, and I was going to go with Eva. Eva was there for New Year's.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's like, you've got to come for New Year's.
Oh, and it's spectacular.
Like, I don't know why I didn't go.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're having our soirée there, and I'm trying to get Claire Forlani to come. She was in Meet Joe Black, speaking
right.
of Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll see what happens, but I don't know if she's done much. Since 1999.
You'll find
but
out.
We'll find out, right?
You know what reminds me of this magazine? It's like a lot about, do you remember the Asselin book, Bright Young Things?
Right.
It's so much like that. Like mm-hmm. this cover right now, first of all.
Oh, Natasha Lyonne on the cover of LA Confidential's July, August issue.
Right.
Amazing.
So, amazing. And you know, like this is what I just learned from Roy. It's like to describe it, to do the narrative, you're like, Natasha's wearing a white V-neck dress with a pout on her lip. Like that's how it would go, right? The magazine is shiny, glossy, and you have to get the copy. Like, that would be the descriptive.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right?
I love that.
You see?
She's blowing up right now.
She's
got
is.
Russian Doll, mm-hmm. and she's got Orange is the New Black. And we know her from American Pie, right?
Of
from
course.
Back in the
yeah,
day.
That's right.
And Slums of Beverly Hills, which is almost like a cult movie these days. But we actually had a really amazing event with LA Confidential called the Impact Awards. Okay. And the idea is that the celebrities give out an award to someone behind the scenes of a TV show. So we've done it with film, with the Hamilton Behind the Camera Awards, Hamilton Watches. But this is the first time we took a stab at it. And we had Mandy Moore, who was on the cover of May June's issue,
right,
and Natasha there giving out awards. Mandy gave out an award to Dan Fogelman, the creator of This Is Us, which was fantastic. And then Natasha gave an award out to the director of Russian Doll. And honestly, the celebrities love to give back to the people who really work for them and make them look so spectacular.
There's so many people.
You know, it's so true.
There are so many people that bring people to where they are and lift them up. And when you know, the universe rises up to meet that one person, there's 500 people behind them that did their work to make
absolutely.
Them get there. So how do you pick celebrities for the cover of your magazine?
So basically, we have our editorial and creative team out of New York, and they're the ones, we try to find people who have something really exciting happening right now. It could be somebody obscure. I remember when we had Raul Bova from Under the Tuscan Sun, thinking about Italy.
Oh.
He was an unknown actor at the time, and I think it was 2005. We put him on our cover, and it was like one of the hottest covers we've had, you know, that's someone who was unknown. And, you know, we just find people who are interesting, have a great story to tell. We've got Laura Dern coming up in our September Angelina, which is going to be phenomenal for all that she's doing these days. I mean, she's almost like a living legend, Laura Dern, right? So we really find people who have a great story to tell. And honestly, the beauty of like Natasha, for example, she'll be in other magazines, like she's on our Michigan Avenue cover. You know, so basically you will be on many of our covers in other cities. We'll be a different shop, but it's kind of the same feel.
I got you.
We do all this fashion ourselves as well. James Aguar is our fashion director. He's the one who puts together all the shoots, and I mean, he's a remarkable guy who does a great job.
It's a beautiful cover. So, no, it's gorgeous.
Yeah,
the whole magazine is gorgeous. But you know what? It's like magazine, I feel, with like Instagram and Twitter and more Instagram, like do you find that people are not buying magazines as much?
Well, you know, us, we're not about sales of the magazine, but I do hear what you're saying. You know, obviously, we've got great creative, and our Instagram pages really pop because we have such wonderful photography. But it really depends on the generation. I think our generation skews a little bit higher. You know, Angelino is between, you know, 40 and 70. There are people who still want to touch and feel, want sort of that coffee table book style of the magazine, very classy. But the younger generation, you know, they all love Instagram. They love looking at that kind of thing.
Until the internet's down.
Exactly. And everybody freaks out.
And they're like, where am I going to get my information
from? They all
from?
Go to Twitter to see what's going on Instagram, right? It's kind of funny.
No,
but
it's true.
Yeah, but we do a lot of social media. Right now, when I talked about, you know, that stereo surround sound, we have, you know, this membership model that we're creating for Modern Luxury. Every potential client will have the opportunity to have social media anyway. So it's part of what we do. We know it's very important.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to plug this because I know this is next week's show. So y'all just in the control room, relax, because I'm giving it up. But I can't. I feel like tonight's the night to give it up, to tell you about this. And I'm going to read my notes right here. Okay. So, and this is something that I think you guys should put into effect too. That's why I'm bringing it up. So on Instagram, a lot of people don't know this, but in the advanced settings, there's a place called ALT text, alt text. And in that alt text is where you would go and you would do a voiceover of a narrative descriptive of the cover of the magazine.
Huh.
And you're bringing in 30 million blind and visually impaired people to a platform that they would not be able to see without the visual, without the narrative direction.
Wow.
So, this blew my mind tonight. That's why I'm saying it now. So you're all going to hear this on next week's show too. But you know what? Tonight's the night that you have to hear it now. I'm a big believer. Where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. So on that note, it is through the advanced settings and it's in alt text and then you do a VO. But what would be good? Look, I'm going to give you the scoop. Get the celebrity who did the cover to do the VO of the cover.
Yeah, I like
that. Thinking outside, inside the box.
I did just post, but this might be kind of interesting too. I did just post Natasha from E, or was it Access Hollywood? Hold on, I could show it to you if you want. But
Dina, you like that suggestion, right? That was good.
Is that a good one?
That's a good one. See?
That's amazing.
Now, okay, we're all looking at a picture right now. So go, what's your Instagram?
It's at Christopher Gia.
And that's there right
this
now.
This is on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now here's the, here would be the narrative. Basically, whatever's happening in a condensed, you use words, obviously.
Right.
To describe what's happening in that post.
Okay.
And then the visually impaired can enjoy that. So you're giving visually impaired people the chance to not only feel and see and experience your post, but also to see and feel your magazine.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Let's see what you learn here on Max and Friends.
I like it. I like it, Max.
All right. So on that note, we're going to come right back because I got to play this song. Adriano. Oh, my God. You all. So let me set this up real quick. I texted him today. I was like, how do we set up this song? We're going to take a quick break in a minute. We'll have a song and you can we could breathe for a minute. But here's the deal. I was in Italy driving from Pisa to Florence. Y'all know I live in Florence when I'm not here or Colorado, Florida. All right. So I'm driving to Florence with my assistant, Gio, and we see all these Harley Davidsons and a stage. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, I don't know. And so I'm like, well, let's stop by and see. And it was a charity event for a church that had burnt down. And the theme was America. So there were all American flags, Harley Davidsons, some American cars, a stage. And on the stage was Adriano singing. And I was like, oh, my God, that voice is amazing. So, of course, you know, I was like, I have a radio show podcast in America. How you doing? You got to like, I want to have your songs on there. And he was like, OK, so post on my Facebook page that you want the songs and I'll have my people call your people. I'm like, oh, look at you. All right. So the first song we're going to play, we're going to do Sono Fatto Così. I am like this, which is an autobiographical song. It speaks of what I am, strengths and weaknesses, which lead to the united end of a story of desire and fear of starting again. So if y'all are like going through starting again or whatever, this song is in Italian. So like, let it speak to you. Silent suffering and seeing the one that you loved again among other people. Has that ever happened to any of you where you see someone in public that you loved and you're like, oh my God, I can't like start over again. Well, if you're going through that, here's the song for you. Sono fatto così. I am like this. Max and Friends. We have a United States exclusive right here tonight. So sit back, relax. We're going to take a break. I'm your host, Max Succi from Max and Friends. Chris is going to join me when we're back. So right now, Sono Fatto Così by Adriano. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max Vance. All right, so here's the deal. Like, everything is unscripted, and this is a live show, so don't sweat, because here's the reality of life. We got to get this song technically set up again, so I'm not going to do the setup again, but I will set it up for you in just a moment. But so here's the deal. Always in life, you have to look around at what's going on in your environments. Look up and, like, notice what's happening, because that's how I found Fatu. That's how I discovered this song that's going to play tonight. You know, it's like when you're in the moment, sometimes we get caught up with our own lives and everything that's happening. So just get caught up with like your surroundings. Really notice what's going on around you. And I promise you, you'll discover things. You'll discover things. So Dina's going to send me the song here. I'm going to get it all set up again. Chris, what you doing over there? Oh, you're
I'm
looking
ready.
At the thing. You're ready.
Yeah.
You're like, we're just here having a good time chatting away. But so when you hear this song, it's pretty good. You're of Italian roots.
I'm Italian.
Bari.
Yeah, my I'm Napoletan and Bari. So I thought, but did you take that saliva test yet from the 23andMe?
Okay.
Yeah, well, I thought I was 100% Italian, but there's some Greek and Turkish and a couple other things popping up in
right.
there, too.
Like grandma had a trip to Greece.
Somebody went somewhere down the road, right? Yeah.
Somebody slept with a Greek man in your family. No, of course I get it. That's what's interesting, because if you try to pinpoint, like, someone told me the other day, they were like, I'm French, but I also have like Norwegian. I'm like, well, your grandma mm-hmm. went to Norway and yeah. she met a Viking and she had a one night stand and then you were born. mm-hmm. Your mama was born. But so no, 23andMe, I haven't, my mom did it. She was concerned because her lipstick was in it and she spit in the tube and like it tinted her saliva.
Oh.
So she called him. She's like, is my lipstick tint going to affect it? They're like, no, it's not going to affect it. I'm like, yeah, it's going to come back and you're going to be like Korean or something.
But it's interesting. I mean, when you do those tests, it could connect you. Let's say you were adopted and you had no idea.
Right.
Someone could find you and say, you're my brother, you're my sister, because mm-hmm. it matches people based on their DNA. So it's really an amazing thing.
Well, you know what? I wasn't going to talk about this. There was something at the top of the show that I said, I'll talk about that next week. While I was in Italy, I discovered that I had family that I never knew I had.
Ooh.
Which was fascinating.
Really?
I was told my grandfather from Delmonico's Oscar only had one brother.
Okay.
I'm in Italy. I'm starting my... I do have a cousin on my grandmother's side who has a shoe factory they make for Ferragamo and Gucci, like the most beautiful shoes. Mm-hmm. So he was showing me this new crocodile that they have. And I'm like, I'm going to start a men's shoe collection. You have the factory. Well, let's do it. So I'm starting this luxury bespoke men's shoe company with him, with the factory. I posted on Instagram that I'm doing this. I have a cousin that I know about from Atlanta who calls me and says, oh, you're in Lerciano. Go talk to your cousin Aldo. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who's my cousin Aldo? Mm-hmm. So I met all of these people. Then after that, yeah, that's it. Perfect. Thank you, Dina. Then after that, he said, I get a Facebook message from somebody named Matteo.
Okay.
Nikolai. I'm like, this is like mm-hmm. too coincidental that it's 3 minutes after I get off the phone with, sorry, mm-hmm. Rebecca, are you my cousin? He said, yes, mm-hmm. I am your grandfather's sister's, basically,
grandson.
Great-grandson.
Great-grandson.
I was like, what? And he goes, your grandfather has had 6 brothers and sisters. I was like, what? And you're 35 minutes. I grew up in Florence. They grew up 35 minutes away from me. Never knew they existed.
Wow.
And they own one of the largest broom factories in all of mm-hmm. it. They make 37 million brooms a year for like Rubbermaid. It's amazing, this factory. So I discovered all of this family, and I love, they're like Americanized without being, they have Harleys. They're like the coolest people. My whole summer was like transformed.
That's amazing.
That I have all of these cousins.
Ah.
So shout out to all the Tucci's and to all the Nicolais in Lerciano. I love you guys. I wasn't going to talk about you on air because I, you know, it's like, keep your private life private, but I'm glad that we talked about this and I will talk about you guys more and more and more. So right now, sono fatto così, and when we come back, we'll talk about so many other things. I want to talk about food and where to eat in LA.
Yeah, let's do that.
We got time. Dina, hit it, because it's not working. There you go. Sono fatto così. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
Lo so, sono un tipo strano, sono distratto, sembro assente, sono fatto così, troppo trasparente, ed ogni tanto fuggo nel mio mondo lontano da qui. Penso troppo poco a me e colleziono i tuoi sorrisi da tempo ormai. Sono la porta che non hai chiuso, tu la frase che non ho finito. Solo stavi troppo male, ecco sono qui, sono fatto così.
Senti il vento che sfiora i tuoi capelli, lento, dimentica il passato, rimani qui al mio fianco. Corriamo a perdi fiato, restando mano nella mano. E senti il sole, riscalda le tue mani e muore. Mi manca quel coraggio di andare via lontano, sarebbe un lungo viaggio.
E dai, non ridirlo ancora, so che la mia bocca fuma troppo e non canta più. Forse ti spaventa un po' credo sia lo strano modo di dire che chi mi manca sei tu. Senti il vento che sfiora i tuoi capelli lento, dimentica il passato, rimani qui al mio fianco, corriamo a perdi fiato, restando mano nella mano. E senti il sole, riscalda le tue mani e muore, ci manca quel coraggio di andare via lontano, sarebbe un lungo viaggio. Vedo tra la gente, noi vicini ma distanti, e ritornano i ricordi. Li nascondo sul mio viso, la mia maschera è un sorriso, e mi volto indifferente. E distratto, vedo tra la gente, noi vicini ma distanti, e ritornano i ricordi. Li nascondo sul mio viso, la mia maschera è un sorriso. Non so se dire o no, vorrei fosse.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Adriano, the song Sono Fatto Così. Look, if you're producers out there, grab this guy, and I promise you, you are going to make money. So just remember me. I'll get you the contact, and then I'll be like the mother agency. But listen, oh, I got to tell you, the girl, the wonderful voice that sings my intro and that little Max and Friends just now, that is my girl, Monroe King. Y'all remember Roger King from King World, Oprah, and all those big shows? So that's his daughter, Monroe, and she called me one day years ago and was like, can I do your station ID for Max and Friends? And I was like, yes, because we need one. And that's how that happened. So the point is, if you can see it in your mind, you could hold it in your hand. And if you can dream it, you can then dream bigger. But all right. So my guest tonight, we're going to play another song later from Adriano. Chris is here. We were talking about restaurants. And then
food,
we got sidetracked.
Food. Yes.
So you have a section about food.
Absolutely.
We're talking about restaurants and food.
So our July-August issue is our feast issue. Right?
I have it right
which
here.
Which is, actually, you don't have it right here.
That's
because
not it? No, oh, Angelino.
That, yeah, it's the Angelino okay. Feast issue, which is back at the office. I didn't have it in my car because actually we
when
don't
is,
even
is
have
out
that
right now?
Left. It's out. It's
okay.
out right now.
So I can pick it up.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go buy it.
So our Feast issue is out, and it really talks about the best places in LA.
Where are
that
they?
That are new, and what's new, and what's up and coming. And honestly, it's one of the most sacred issues we have. It's the issue that really stays around the longest.
Okay.
And hotel guests love to pick up the copy because when you're staying in a hotel, where should I eat? Where should I eat? And did you know this, Max? We've done studies. When you stay at a hotel, mm-hmm. you potentially have one meal a day at a hotel. Every other meal is at a restaurant. So it's smart for our magazine to be in the hotels because of all these great restaurants and advertisers who are mm-hmm. restaurants. And honestly, it's just a really cool fact to know. But basically, speaking of food, our big event is coming up, July 28th, Live and Dine. Is happening at the Fairmont. It's our 18th year doing
this
event.
That's gonna be good.
And honestly, it really brings the magazine to life. The Fairmont, we have it right in front of the Fig Tree. If you guys are familiar with the Fairmont in Santa Monica, it's an outdoor event, 5 to 8.
Who's a part of it?
Sunset. So it's us. Our partners at CBS will be there as well. We've got all sorts of alcohol sponsors. We have a whole live and dine wellness area happening as well. And then we have about 25 to 30 chefs there. And City of Hope is our charity partner for
oh,
this
that's
event.
Wonderful.
Yeah, City of Hope does a lot of great things for cancer and diabetes. And if you haven't been down to their compound in LA, it's quite remarkable what they do.
To get involved.
Exactly. Getting involved is really a great thing to do. So this is a great event that's coming up honoring our food issue. And speaking of food, Luckily, I came out early to the valley and I ate at this fantastic sushi restaurant right here on Ventura Boulevard, right. which I haven't been to in years. So I feel like LA is filled with gems of restaurants.
And there's a lot
everywhere.
In the valley.
Oh, yeah. The valley's got amazing restaurants.
Have you heard? I'm going after this to La Antica Pizzeria de Michele. Have you heard? It's new.
Okay. I've heard of it. I haven't been there yet.
Okay. The pictures are amazing because it looks like it's in a house and there's a living room and an outdoor kitchen. It's like I'm going to be obsessed with this place. And it's like real pizza from like
All right.
your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check that out. But where's your favorite place to eat now in LA?
So, you know, I'm an old school kind of guy. Okay. I feel like I should be living in like the 50s or 60s.
At Delmonico's, you would have had the best time.
See, I was going to say Delmonico's was here.
If in the 50s, you would have had dinner with Ava Gabor, Gypsy Rose Lee, Marilyn Monroe.
Well,
all of them ate there.
You know, I love Musso and Frank. Have you been there on Hollywood Boulevard?
Not.
It's probably what you should walk in there and probably be very reminiscent of your grandfather's restaurant. One of my favorite places in LA. It's on Hollywood Boulevard. Mm-hmm. They're celebrating 100 years this year.
That's awesome.
So that's great. I love Porta Villa in Beverly Hills. A good friend of mine, Peter Garland, owns that restaurant. Ugh. He's got another one in the Palisades. And I like the grill on the alley.
Nice.
You know, I'm just very old school. But I love like the newer, I love Jolina and Venice and all those kind of restaurants.
You know,
Superba in Venice is great as well.
Yeah, I haven't.
So,
like, I'm in the Hollywood Hills, so it's like for me, mm-hmm. like, I just stay local.
Right.
So, and what I love Sunset Tower because that reminds me of Italy.
Oh,
I'm not of Italy, of Delmonico's inside.
Right.
The low light.
It does.
The no cameras inside, the no paparazzi, mm-hmm. the music, the food. It's a good vibe.
I still think of that hotel as the Argyle Hotel. Uh-huh. I don't know if you remember it being called the Argyle.
No, but Nick,
but there's a scene in the player. Mm-hmm. Where Tim Robbins gets into his car from the Sunset Tower and there's a snake in his car. And it's really one of the most intense scenes I remember seeing in a movie. But it took place right at the Sunset Tower, known as the Argyle, back in the early 90s.
And then, you know what I love is Greenblatt's.
Oh, Greenblatt's Deli.
Come on. They have the best matzo ball soup in all of the West Coast.
You can't get any good matzo ball soup.
No, you can't.
Actually, what's the point? Brent's Deli in the Valley is another one.
But Green Glass is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I love Craig's for this. It's
Craig's
like Cheers.
Is phenomenal.
Everybody knows your name.
Oh, yeah. He's a Jersey boy like me, Craig.
To me, Craig's is the Cheers of LA.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Everybody knows your name. And food, you know, it's like food. Obviously, I grew up in this industry.
Uh-huh.
So it's difficult for me to go out to restaurants because the first thing I look at is to make sure all the light bulbs work. Because
that was
my job at the restaurant. Make sure all the light bulbs work. Make sure the ashtrays are clean at like 6 years old. New York Times writing. That's what it was like. Child slavery.
That's amazing. You know, it's funny. In New York, do they rate the restaurants? I know in LA, you have the A, B's, and C's.
Of course.
They do that in New York?
And in Florida.
Because I was just in New York, and I didn't see any ratings in any of the restaurants.
They probably hide them.
Okay. They're probably all getting like C's, right?
They're all like C-minus as well. But no, like we even had to do like a food handling thing. This one, and I was like, this is many years ago. But food handling, I think, is one of the big things that a lot of, if you do a food handling course, you'll never eat anywhere again.
Right.
But what's interesting, in Italy, it's that whole food handling is bullshit.
Right.
Because they don't wear gloves.
Right.
They like, you know, the food is on top of the counter.
Of course.
And everyone lives and everyone's happy and it's not a big deal.
Like the knife to cut the chickens, the same knife used to cut.
Whatever.
You know.
So you get a parasite.
My grandmother used to
do
that. She would cook and I don't even think she washed her hands between touching raw meat and putting it in there. No, but none of us ever got sick.
No one.
Right?
Like, hello. And like, I used to grow up in the streets of New York and just go outside and walk down the street and you didn't have to know where you were. No cell phone, no this, no that. And we were all fine. All right.
Yeah,
I was kidnapped once, but that's a whole nother story.
That's another. Well, I want to hear that story, but
have
maybe
you ever been
time.
To Delmonico's here?
Oh, I have been to that Delmonico's.
We're not related to it.
So. No, I know that.
But it's always interesting because I have my Delmonico LLC card, my business card. And I always wanted to go in there and just like fuck with them and give them
that.
Say
I'm from corporate. Give me my free
right,
meal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But no, so right now, where else do we go food wise? What's like what's somewhere that for breakfast? Because that's always a big thing for me.
For like a brunch kind of vibe?
Good
breakfast. So have you been to Ciccone's?
Yeah, of course.
They do a great breakfast that I always love.
Okay. So
and then honestly, the Peninsula Hotel, Belvedere,
is good.
Does a fantastic breakfast. And there's actually a brand new restaurant that opened up at the Montage last week. And if you ask me the name, I'm not going to remember it.
And
but
if
it's
y'all
a brand
broke,
new restaurant.
You're going to be starving.
Yeah, yeah.
That, so where's
that's
the
a phenomenal. And Avra.
You're like, I do modern luxury.
Yeah. Have you been to the new Greek restaurant, Avra? Funny
enough,
Cannon.
Eva and I are going.
That's a great place.
It is, right?
Eva's a big foodie.
Eva, she and loves let me food. Tell you, we ate our way through Italy.
Uh-huh.
Eva, I was like, girl, we need to do a show. You drink, he smokes, they eat. She's drunk, he's high,
idea.
Let's eat.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, girl, we would have the best time because she could eat.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a big Mexican food eater.
How is she?
Oh, my. If you want, look, Eva, I love you, Eva LaRue, but I'm going to spill your tea right here. We'll call her, too. If you want to, like, be friends with Eva, just call and be like, can we go to a Mexican restaurant? And she'll be like, what time and where?
You know what's funny? I had never eaten at a Mexican restaurant until I moved to Los Angeles in 1994. We had Taco Bell, maybe, in New Jersey.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
But yeah. I never ate a Mexican in my life. Like, my parents have probably never eaten at a Mexican restaurant.
So how was that experience for you?
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Isn't it
yeah,
amazing?
Yeah.
No, I get that. You know, in Italy, it's funny because they don't have Mexican restaurants. A lot of Peruvian restaurants in Florence.
Okay.
You know, it all depends where you are. But in Florence, I can speak for Florence. Like, no Mexican restaurants. They did open an American deli, a diner. It's like
okay.
a flashback diner. It's cute, whatever, but it's not 20. Exactly.
Right.
But, like, they're missing the mark because it's not 24 hours, which is like an American diner. But Indian food in Italy, off the charts amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it's all the ingredient of the food because the food there is so fresh that no matter.
Indian food guy. I never really got into it. Do you like it?
I understand that. I do because I have an obsession with India.
Okay.
But you know where's a really good restaurant in the valley? Shanghai Rose.
Okay, Shanghai Rose.
Shanghai Rose?
I have not been there.
Okay, so there's a woman that owns it. She's amazing. I call her Mama Rose. We're
okay.
best friends. Like chicken feet, like bizarre stuff, which is like you have to have a flavor for it. But my mom is Lithuanian, grew up in the war, so chicken feet. She lived in like P camps, so that's what they got. So chicken feet, but they also do dim sum there, which is amazing.
Wow.
Yep, Shanghai Rose. Like, and I love that there's like a woman owner. She busts her ass. Her parents still live in like Shanghai, and she's just.
Are you? You know what? You know this is okay. Two places. Sushi.
Okay.
Sugarfish. Have you been to Sugarfish?
And Eve and I are supposed
to go
this
week. That's an amazing place too. There's like six locations in LA, but it's really phenomenal fresh fish.
Okay.
And obviously we talked about crustacean.
Crustacean delicious.
Which is just unbelievable.
And sushi note in the valley.
Uh-huh.
That it's tiny. Yeah. You got to get a reservation. But and then the mushrooms there are amazing. I don't know what they have there, but that place, that's crack those mushrooms.
Let me ask you a question
Tell
about
me
fresh food.
Okay.
Here's my take on it. I like farmers markets. Don't get me wrong. But the vegetables are out in the hot sun, right? When you go to a supermarket, they have their spritzers and water. And
bullshit.
So the hot sun is
it's
the way to go.
What happens when we sit in the sun? We get a nice color.
Yeah, no, it's,
it's good.
True.
And also think about this. In Italy, they don't refrigerate the eggs.
They don't?
No. It's all like, I think like, I'm not going to say what I was just going to say. I'll tell you after the show. But I think that a lot of people are, we are sold a bill of goods in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Italy, for two people to have espresso macchiato, two macchiatos, two croissants, is €3.
Mm-hmm.
It's not $7 for a cup of coffee because Italians wouldn't buy it. They would leave. Right. They would think this is absurd. Like, you're offending me, you know? And, like, so, but yeah.
I had heard, Italian. Last night, I was at South End Pizzeria, which is a fantastic, really cool pizza place in Venice. A friend of mine, my neighbor Mario, owns it. And he made a nice thing of tiramisu for us at the end of the meal. And he said it was an aphrodisiac. Back in Italy, when they had the bordellos, the women would make tiramisu for the men. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of a way that the men would enhance things for the these guys. Did you ever hear that about tiramisu?
Well, tiramisu wasn't introduced to this country until about maybe 35 years ago.
Okay.
So it's a newer dessert for America.
Yeah.
It's turning into a foodie show.
Yeah.
They use lady finger cookies.
That's right.
So maybe that's what it
is. Is that where it came from?
And maybe they put in like absinthe or something in Italy.
Okay.
So I think they should tamper with the ingredient here, put absinthe and lady finger and make it an aphrodisiac. Why not?
Why not?
Right. Hey, Dina, can you set up the song 31 Marzo for me? 31 Marzo, like an American. Marzo.
That's how I say it. Marzo.
Marzo. Set it up for me on the screen so I could play that song out because I see we got to wrap this show up in a minute. But
we're done already? I thought we were just getting started.
It always is that way, you see? Listen, it's a fun place to be, Max.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're hanging out with us here tonight. Dina's going to pull up that song. So... Oh, you want to promote? Okay, so you can go to the eventbrite.com.
Yeah, the eventbrite.com for the tickets for Live and Dine. Or send me a DM on my Instagram, at Christopher Gia.
Okay.
Oh, I like that little segue.
That's the song I'm playing.
Yeah.
But that was really good. That was like a good setup for you. So, We're having a little bit of technical issue, but what I love about it is that you know that we're really live. Dina, that's perfectly the song. I'll play that in just a minute. Ooh, that song wants to play tonight, doesn't it?
I like that little brush in the beginning.
Listen to that song. If you know any producers, I'm telling you, this guy, they're going to make money off of him. Adriano. But yeah, so go there. And then how do we DM you?
You could DM me on Instagram at Christopher Gia.
That simple.
Yeah, very easy.
All right. And the magazines are on stands right now. So go buy. Like, here's what I'm going to tell you all. Support the magazines. I know that you all love your Instagrams and all of your, but to like hold a magazine in your hand for me is the way to go.
Absolutely.
And these are like gorgeous magazines and they look really good in your house. And you know, it's
for sure.
And even if you don't live that life, like make the illusion that you do.
And we do have, you can go to LA Confidential's Instagram. It's at LAC Magazine and Angelino is at Angelino Magazine. And honestly, we have digital editions too for all you people who don't like to touch and feel a magazine. Right. You could download the magazine and read it digitally.
Look, I love you have speaking Italian. So,
of course. Oh, we did that for you.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, I want to do a, go back a page. I wanted to show you we're launching in Palm Springs in October.
This
one more. Yeah, right there.
Oh, here.
So that's going to be one of our latest brand new brands.
All right, so here, we'll plug it here.
Palm Springs.
So Palm Springs, newest upscale destination magazine coming fall 2019. To find out more about modern luxury Palm Springs, please contact you.
Me?
How Who convenient thought? Is that?
Who would have thought?
The go-to Palm Springs guide for luxury living.
Yes.
All right. Beautiful cover.
Thank you.
No, it's great. All right, so I know we got to wrap this up. I'm being like scolded. So what is it that you want to...
I want to say thank you, Max, for having me. This was a very amazing time.
I'm glad you...
I love spending time in the valley, for sure. It's an amazing part of
LA. It's a
fun
place.
Yeah, it's an amazing place.
And on a Sunday, it's good.
Like, it is. There's going to be no traffic heading back.
Like, there's nothing.
On the west side. Look at this.
And during the day, we have mountain views. It's a good place to be.
Beautiful.
Right? And LA Talk Radio, we're here 11 years, so...
Wow, congratulations.
I'm glad it... Thank you.
Yeah.
It took 11 years to get you here. No. It was quick. I'm glad that like we reached out to you. Everyone was like, you have to have him on the show. I told you that already. So you're here. There you go. Eva says hi.
Terrific.
But yeah, so go get the magazine, support it. Go follow them on Instagram, whatever you need to do. Listen, the publishing industry, whether it's digital or whether it's a print, it's an industry like it's beautiful press. We have to contribute to it. We have to acknowledge it and be a part of it. It's part of living. And I think for me to have you here is great to have you part of the conversation, but also to have the magazine, I think is, and also just support all forms of media because we're in a climate where we should be lucky that we have all forms of media.
Agreed.
Right. It's
absolutely
it's important to have, you know, we could be in North Korea and we wouldn't even know what Instagram is. So be happy that we have all of this accessibility at our hands, at our fingertips, and that we have the power to buy magazines and go on to Instagram and be free. Enjoy your freedom. Thank you all for being thank you all for tuning
Thank you, Max.
Thank you for being on my show
Take
tonight,
care.
Chris. And right now, here's this song, 31 di Marzo. Oh, shit, I got to set it up. Dina, you got to give me like 3 more minutes because I promised I would do this. And I know next Sunday is, hey, Shay, I'll be there in a minute. I'm like wrapping up late, so I'll see you in a minute. Okay, Dina, I'm going to set this song up and then we're going to run. All right, March 31st. A sudden, casual, unexpected encounter changed the lives of two people who will never be the same again. Equal but different, light like the air between winter and spring, they will remain united forever, for better or for worse, held in the grip of visceral love until the end. So, before I leave you all, I love you for tuning in to Max and Friends. It's one of my joys and passions to be here every Sunday night with you. I'm glad that we're back live here on air and that we have some great shows. Dina's going to get that song pulled up for me right now, 31 di Marzo. I see it right here, and I will play it. And until next time, good night and good karma. And remember to take life to the max. And what I'm going to tell you all right now is that, again, it's the Bob Proctor and Alan Watts philosophy, that if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. You are the creator of your destiny, and not only that, design your reality. It's yours to design. I love you for tuning in.
Se io mi fermo, penso a te, così diversa e uguale a me, leggeri come l'aria, tra inverno e primavera. Sei quel respiro che mi manca per restare in piedi, sei l'entusiasmo di svegliarsi anche se non c'è il sole, ed ogni volta che mi manchi un po' di più. Vorrei riuscire a ricordarmi di ogni tuo mattino e cancellare al nostro viaggio le ombre del cammino. Fossi anche solo una valigia di ricordi, ti porterei con me per sempre. Per sempre. Che tutto passa, che tutto ha una scia, e che cosa resta quando te ne vai via? Il cuore si fa greve come un passo sulla neve. Come vorrei tornare sotto a quel lampione spento, al nostro primo bacio strappato via dal vento, a quella mano che vorrei tenere ancora nascosta nella mia. Potrei riuscire ad inventarmi un angolo di cielo con il sorriso che mi doni quando stiamo insieme. Se diventassi anche una foto in bianco e nero, ti terrei stretta a me. Comunque, comunque. Sempre. Sei l'entusiasmo di svegliarsi anche se non c'è il sole.
Potrei riuscire ad inventarmi un angolo di cielo.
Come vorrei